there that he refers to, epiranois, it is found in Ephesians 1:3, 1:20, 2:6, 3:10, 6:12. Okay, five times in the book of Ephesians. So we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. Jesus Christ has been exalted far above all things in the heavenlies. We have been seated in the heavenlies, 2:6. Intent that now through the church to the manifold to the principalities and powers, the manifold wisdom of God might be revealed. And our warfare is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers, with the spiritual forces of wickedness. Where? In the heavenlies. So technically there's no warfare where God's throne is. Okay? He's above. That's the third heaven. So it's more accurate to say that the heavenlies do not represent where God's throne is, but they are the dimensions that are between the first heaven and the third heaven. So the heavenlies make up those dimensional realms between first heaven. They include the first heaven, actually, up to, but not including the third heaven in this sense, that there's no warfare going on there. Because our warfare is with not with flesh and blood, with principalities and powers of the world, the cosmocrators, world rulers of this present darkness, where? In the heavenlies. Spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenlies. So that's all around us, the atmosphere, second heavens. So the second heavens is right here. It's not up there. It's not up. It's not down. It's right here. It is a spiritual hyphen dimensional reality. And I have in my database at home, I think his name is, he's a professor, at least he was when he wrote the paper, what are the spiritual heavenlies, what are the term epiranois used in Ephesians, what does it mean? And he does a whole paper on it. And I'll never forget this. At some point in his paper, and he's writing on the five times epiranois he used in Ephesians, he says it could be better translated as spiritual dimensions. So this is the reality where we live. So we're here physiologically here on earth. Our five senses connect us to this physical reality. But in our spirit and soul, we have access to these spiritual dimensions. Of course, the adversary has access to us. And yet our new birth identity is above that. Ephesians 2:6, seated in the heavenlies with Christ. So there is that which represents that throne union in the heavenlies, that is the highest domain. And everything that's in the heavenlies that where Satan is, Ephesians 6:12, is below that. So the highest domain, the hierarchy of dimensions, is seated with Christ in the heavenlies. And of course, God's throne is in the heavens, but it's in the... Jesus has been exalted above the heavens, Ephesians 4:10. So he's exalted above the heavens. We're seated with Christ in the heavens. So this is the reality where we live. Now, he's going to bring in that aspect of what it means to be in that place of knowing God in the most holy place, and as we see in Hebrews 10:19, we're to come boldly to the throne of grace where God is. And what does it mean to live in that realm? So I think in this message, the heavenlies would be more the very throne room of God itself. That's how Eric is framing this. But I wanted you to understand that biblically that there is these distinctions, etc. In other words, when Christ returns, 1 Thessalonians 1:10, he returns, from the Greek says, from the heavens, plural. From the third heaven through the second heaven to meet us in the first heaven. See? Heavens, plural. So, but this focus will be the very presence and throne of God himself. And so that's the way Eric is taking understanding this, and that's quite all right. Okay?